I am Jill Wolf. I'm 34 years old, and today is September 13th, 2014. We're at the Chicago Cultural Center, and my relationship to the storyteller is friend and advocate.
Hi, my name is Andrea Wilson. I am 42 years old. Today is September 13th, 2014. We are at the Chicago Cultural Center, and my relationship to the interviewer is friend and advocate.
Andrea, thanks a million for coming almost all the way across the nation to be here with me today. Tell me a little bit about what you do when you're not sitting here with me.
I am the president and founder of Blue Fairy, the Adrian Wilson Liver Cancer Association, and our mission is to prevent, treat, and cure primary liver cancer, specifically hepatocellular carcinoma, also known as HCC, through research, education, and advocacy.
And what got you into interest in HCC and in liver cancer?
Well, I started Blue Fairy because I raised my younger sister, Adrienne, from the time she was 8 years old until she passed away from liver cancer at the age of 15. I came home from work one day and found Adrienne curled up in a fetal position, and she was saying, I can't breathe, sissy. So we went to her pediatrician immediately, and then he sent us to the local hospital. And we saw the doctor. Adrienne got a CAT scan. And within 6 hours, an ER doctor came in and said she has tumors in her liver and lungs. Just like that. 6 hours and 8 words later, our lives changed forever. And Adrienne passed away 147 days later.
Wow. Well, understandable why you're passionate about this cause. And sounds like passionate about your sister as well. How did your sister get liver cancer?
Well, I didn't know it at the time, but over 70% of the people diagnosed with primary liver cancer have hepatitis B and or hepatitis C. So the doctors tested my sister right away, and it turned out she had chronic hepatitis B and hepatitis C. And due to her age and our mother's medical history, they determined that she got hepatitis from our mother during childbirth. And unfortunately, liver cancer people with liver cancer, advanced liver cancer, don't usually experience pain until the advanced stage, especially if they're otherwise healthy.
And so oftentimes by the time there is advanced, where there would be pain, it's the disease is so advanced that it's more difficult to treat.
Exactly. Yeah.
And that's what happened with your sister.
That's exactly what happened. She was already in what they call stage four because it had metastasized to her lungs.
Did you learn something from your sister? And the clear answer is yes. So really, I want to know, what can you share with us about what you've learned from your sister and the journey you've been on together?
Well, I think it's important to remember that Adrienne was 15 when she was diagnosed. She was ending her freshman year of high school. Mm. She's very young. And she never felt sorry for herself. Every person who came into her hospital room, she would make them laugh. And I saw moments of sadness, of course, frustration, anger, happiness. But I never saw Adrienne ask, why me? When the entire time she was sick, I was asking, why her? And her attitude really with everyone was, try me. She just didn't have an ounce of self-pity. You know, people will always ask you, who was your hero growing up? Who was your hero, Jill, growing up?
Gosh, I think at the time, probably my mom.
Your mom?
Yeah.
Okay. Mine was Wonder Woman. I was obsessed with Wonder Woman growing up. And my sister Adrienne, to me, is Wonder Woman. Mm. You know, she's my hero now, truly. And my goal, I've made it my goal to live my life with as much dignity, grace, and definitely humor that she possessed during her 147-day battle with liver cancer.
Do you think that Adrienne had an idea that she was going to die?
She kept a journal online that I was never allowed to read, and she actually started the journal prior to her diagnosis. She chronicles her whole illness, and she really knew when she took a turn for the worse. And it happened, and she was diagnosed in May of 2001, and then she took a real turn for the worse in August. And I actually thought she was maybe getting better, because she'd had her fourth round of chemo. It went really well. And we were in and out of the hospital really fast. And she wasn't in pain. And she seemed to be feeling better. But according to her journal, she knew at that point that she was going to die. She said that she knew she was dying. I couldn't really acknowledge that I was going to lose the most important person in my life.
And, you know, in honor of your beautiful sister comes this really unique and necessary organization as Blue Fairy. Talk a little bit about, if you can, the, I don't want to call it a transition necessarily, but the process of, you know, getting yourself, your whole life was different, and then here comes Blue Fairy. What was the time frame, and how did that really just solidify for you?
So it's been a year since she passed away, and I realized that if I didn't do something, that I wasn't going to make it. So I decided I was going to volunteer. So I went downtown to this wonderful place in Los Angeles called the Center for Nonprofit Management, and looked up all the nonprofits I could that had to do with liver cancer. And it turned out there weren't really any. So I called my friends and family, the people who helped me name the organization, and I said, you know, we're starting a nonprofit. We have to, you know, because no one else is doing it. And that's how it began. I really believe my sister Adrienne is the Ryan White of liver cancer. And if you look back at the history of HIV and AIDS, Ryan White changed the entire narrative of that disease. And my sister is not the typical liver cancer patient who used to be a non-North American male over the age of 50. Mm-hmm. And even that's changing. Mm-hmm. And that's why the doctors were just shocked at her diagnosis. They themselves couldn't believe it until they tested her for hepatitis, and then it all sort of made sense.
Anything else you want to let us know, or anyone you want to point to, or thoughts, comments, letters to the editor, anything?
I would just encourage everyone just to please be advocates for themselves and their own healthcare. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to ask questions. And if you are diagnosed with a serious illness, I don't care how much you love your doctor. You know, I don't care if you've been going to that doctor for 10 or 15 years. You should always get a second opinion.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for coming here and continuing to do what you do.
Thank you.
Thank you.